this right here, 720 WGN, live broadcast from Queens Surfer Club, Madison, brought to you by Zipco. Fill up at your locally owned station today.
Cheese curds all gone. I think that was four and a half minutes.
Okay, so I went over to see the cheese curds. It's like a piranha tank over here.
You gotta go quick if there's cheese curds.
I didn't even think the cheese curds were going to be, you know.
They're airy and fluffy, gooey. They're everything you want in a cheese curd. And then the dipping sauce, it's like a truffle
thing.
Something. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's a truffle something. She does come.
Oh, no, no. It's a black peppercorn, I think.
Exactly like truffle. I can see how you can confuse the two.
You've worked a lot in a restaurant, haven't you?
My mom can taste something, tells me all the ingredients in it, like in 4 seconds. I did not pick up that gene. I'm like, maybe soy sauce?
Okay. We continue with the live broadcast.
Mayonnaise.
And we are up now to the top five at five. So let us begin, shall we?
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, that's exactly what we're going
to do. Let's
do it. Yes, that's what we have to do. Checking in at
number five.
Okay, so the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, and Homeland Security Secretary, for the moment, Kristen Nielsen, have been sent down to the border.
They're there.
Where they're there to inspect the 5,900 troops that are at the border right now. And Mattis says that could go up to 7,000. I thought it was going to be 15,000, wasn't it?
I thought it went to 5 from like 1,500 or 2,000.
But all non-combat?
I don't know. They're not saying. So speaking to reporters on the flight to McAllen, Texas, Jim Mattis was asked about the cost of this whole thing.
We can estimate costs all we want. I'd prefer to give you real costs. Right now, I can't give that to you. It's the cost of deploying them. It's the cost of transferring their equipment to the border. It's fuel costs. It's all those kind of costs. So I just don't want to get into something I can't give you what I believe confidently is accurate. So I don't want to forecast it right now.
Plus, I don't want to alarm you.
How much?
That's the other thing I think he wants to do. And you know what's really interesting? Mm. And this is another reason he's probably not going to last long either. He didn't play into the politics of it. He didn't give a speech about the real cost as if, you know, we have open borders and that sort of thing. His thing was there's a dollar cost to it. And he was trying to be very specific about it. And that's not going to make El Jefe happy.
No, he seems firmly in the corner of not making this political and trying to manage troops in the best way he can.
Which you can't because, you know, these are folks that are, you know, getting deployed. And even the transfer, I mean, I know it's domestic, but it's weird because it's not exactly what they're trained up for. Mm-hmm. And it's an awkward position that you're putting some of these people in. And you're separating them from their units and or from their bases around the holidays. And it's like, you know, what is exactly going on? Are they really needed? But here is outgoing Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona.
I think you can't call it anything but a stunt here. And it's unfortunate that they're going to be away from family during the holidays coming up. And we just don't know what really for. We don't know where the caravan, if it makes it north, is going to come. I think it could be handled by civilians that we have there in terms of Border Patrol and others. So I don't know what I could tell them other than we shouldn't be doing this. And this wasn't an issue that Congress was involved in. It was an executive decision.
Okay. All right, there you have it. There you have it. I do not fully comprehend everything that's going on here, but I don't think it's my job to comprehend it anymore, is it?
No, it's your job to question, though. The question is, how much is that little stunt going to cost us?
Well, that's what Jim Mattis couldn't answer. Mm-hmm. He just didn't want to answer that.
He knows. He was trying to tell us. He was in his
He did it with his eyes.
He
blinked it at us.
He was like, well, you got this, and this. So I don't know how much it's... Wink, wink, going to cost.
Yeah. $50 million.
Buckle in.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what... Well, yes. Exactly. Well, what happens when Jim Mattis is gone and they hire Vladimir Putin to be the defense secretary? What happens then?
No.
Or some guy named Sergey Boris.
Hey!
I've got to announce my new secretary of defense, Boris. I can't pronounce his last name.
And always
from Concrete Cowboy.
Exactly. Always guaranteed table there. That's why Trump likes him.
Concrete Cowboy, somewhere over there.
He's a true American.
He is a true American. He was actually a Concrete Cowboy. And I believe he was also married to a bottle blonde, which I think is also very excellent. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Okay, so Omarosa.
Uh-oh. What's she up to?
Is back in the news. She thinks the president is losing it. And there's nobody better to tell us about this than Omarosa. I mean, this is, you know, if
she's quite skilled in these matters.
Right. If there's anybody who's going to tell us that the president's losing it, it's Omarosa. She was on MSNBC, and she thinks that the president's in a really bad mood because he's got all this turmoil in front of him.
One of the things that he hates being accused of is not supporting the military. And what happened overseas is a clear evidence of just really not being surrounded by people to give him good political advice. And when he's made to look like a fool, the way the French president made him look foolish and the decision not to go honor fallen American citizens, I mean, veterans. I mean, this is a clear example of Donald Trump being embarrassed. And as a result, you see him sulking and he's pouting like a child. And as a result, he's going to continue to lash out, and everybody around him will be miserable, just the way he likes it.
Yeah, I'm miserable listening to you. You know, it's sort of like the whole thing makes me miserable. Why do we have to have her telling us about this?
She's been selling a book, but I don't know. She keeps popping up again.
She knows how to sell miserable.
I did the problem. It was the most ridiculous thing that he brought her in the first place. And then she was a bad guy. Her greatest accomplishment is being a bad guy in reality TV.
Right. You could see that she was somebody who liked to stir things up if you watched The Apprentice. Right.
I'm sorry, are you talking about Omarosa or Trump?
Listen, they might as well have brought in JoJo or whatever her name was from The Bachelor.
Or what about the guy who's on Dancing with the Stars from Chicago?
Grocery Joe?
Grocery Joe. He could be up next for Mattis's job.
Yes, he's the new Secretary of Defense. Mm-hmm. Like to introduce, because Boris, I'm moving over to Homeland Security. Because he was able to sneak into the country properly. So he'll know all the tricks. Grocery Joe is our new Secretary of Defense.
Perfect. It's all going to go fine.
All right. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. We're going to bring the politics home to Chicago where something wacky happened today. And then the Amazon deal and, Pokemon. All that coming up in the top five at five.
Hey, Bears fans, enter for your chance to win two spots on the all-inclusive Bears fan trip to Cancun. ChicagoTribune.com/monster giveaway, courtesy of the Chicago Tribune.
Bears.
Go Bears.
Cody Parkey. Cody Parkey's got to go practice. They sent him to do extra practices downtown.
At Soldier Field.
Yeah. All right, so today's broadcast at Queenie's Supper Club at the United Center is brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. Top 5 at 5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
Who didn't see this one coming? Susana Mendoza. 1 week, 8 days after winning election and statewide for the comptroller. Mm-hmm. Announces she's going to run for mayor.
When I see a problem, I need to fix it. I just can't sit on the sideline. The job of mayor isn't for a caretaker. Every Chicagoan deserves a mayor who every waking moment, every day, asks herself one fundamental question. Did I do enough? No matter what our challenges, we can tackle them together. There is nothing we can't do. I'm Susana Mendoza, and yes, I'm running for mayor. We can shape Chicago's future together. Let's get to work.
Do you know what chills me when I hear that?
What chills you?
In like 15 years, I'm Violetta Padromedic, and I am running for mayor. Is kind of
she
what I hear.
She did sound awfully young.
She could still get
spunky.
In the race.
Kind
of yeah.
You know,
like that.
We've got 17 people.
Yep.
There's room for more.
I already cut an ad. I hope that doesn't air anywhere.
That's not called an ad. The problem that we have here is that she enters in with a lot of people supporting her.
Sure.
She steps in and becomes the automatic front runner here. Mm-hmm. She and Tony Preckwinkle, I think, and Bill Daley seem to be the three that are getting all of the attention.
Very inspiring.
Bill Daly critical of her for she's saying, okay, you're just doing this now. You had the petition circulating for months now. You leaked the ad, or the commercial ad. What are we calling it now?
The announcement.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Yeah. It leaked. We all knew this was coming, and then we see a little piece of it. You know, she identifies crime, education, and high taxes as the three problems facing this city. And we all know that. So it's how is she best going, you know, positioned to fight those, and who's going to do that the best? Will hopefully get the votes in this race.
It's gonna be a bit of a knife fight here. But you notice that some people are already dropping out. There's one guy that La Raviera guy who
La Raviera.
He's no longer with us. I mean, he's alive, but he's no longer in the race.
Couldn't get the petitions and the signatures as you had predicted. You can't get this many for this many candidates. You're not all going to be able to fulfill that obligation.
And you can only do one. You can only sign one petition. Can't sign multiple petitions for this race, for the mayor's race. So if you've signed one, and it was really good. I got to say that when I went to vote, I got asked to sign a petition, and then I got all sneaky with the guy, and I was like, "Oh, can I sign more than one?" Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Oh no, sir, you may not."
He knew the rules.
He knew the rules, and he was working for Bill Daly. So I give Bill Daly credit for having a, you know.
Instead of just trying to get the signatures.
Yeah, because there's other people who are out there. Go ahead.
Speaking of, is Billy Wilson still in the race?
Oh, sure. Why not?
No one wants that headache, though, with the petitions.
I was very good at getting signatures.
Because
I'm a petition getter.
Oh, gosh.
Getter.
Did you get more than you were supposed to?
I got a lot of petitions. I was out in a suburb. And
for the Chicago mayor's race?
No, not for the Chicago mayor's race. This was a long time ago. But I was so good at like finding people, and everyone would stop because I just look like a sad little girl outside of the library.
Sort of like Susana Mendoza does right now. It's really good. All right, checking in at
number two.
During the show last night on the CBS, James Corden had these thoughts about Amazon's new headquarters.
I got to say, I really think this could be the thing that finally puts New York on the map. I do. Amazon said the headquarters will begin hiring next year or in just 2 days with Amazon Prime. Now, Amazon was just going to go with New York, but then at the bottom of the page, they saw people who buy New York also buy Northern Virginia. And they were like, why not? Yeah, all right.
The Hunger Games are over, but they picked such obvious choices.
Yeah. Everybody got took a little bit. Yeah. And finally,
number one.
Pokemon just got real. Trailer for the live-action Detective Pikachu movie starring Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu as a walking, talking, furry sleuth has just dropped. And fans of the Pokemon are not unanimous.
Someone there?
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
I know.
You can't understand me.
But put down the stapler or I will electrocute you.
Did you just talk?
Whoa. Did you just understand me?
Oh, my God. You can understand me.
Stop.
I've been so lonely.
They try to talk to me all the time. All they hear is Pika Pika.
You can hear him, right?
Pika Pika.
Yeah. Pika Pika Pika. He's adorable.
You're adorable. They can't understand me, kid.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right. Now, I think Ryan Reynolds can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. I love Ryan Reynolds. He was great in Deadpool. Mm-hmm. He was great in The Proposal. That's one of those movies, I hate to admit it, but it's every time it's on, I watch it till the very end.
So good.
Even if it's in the middle, I still watch it.
I know. It's one of those movies.
I know.
I don't know why I like that. I think it's the scenery. I think it makes you, you know. It's...
And Ryan Reynolds is part of that scenery.
I have no interest in Pokemon, and I'm somehow intrigued by this movie a little bit.
He's very likable.
Which I was surprised, because I'm like, Pokemon, I have no interest. And I saw some, could be watchable.
Yeah. I mean, Deadpool and Deadpool 2 are two of the funniest movies of this decade.
Fantastic.
So congratulations to him. Nothing seems to go right for him. All right, let us just now close this thing up and continue the show from Queenie's.
The top five at five.